Hello and welcome to another episode of Almost Legend. This show is about soccer players who had the world at their feet as youngsters, but went on to fall way off the radar as life went on. These are the game's biggest disappointments, the ones that fill you with regret even though you don't know them personally. For today, we are looking at a Ghana-born USA international who broke records at 14 years of age before going on to feature for 13 different teams in his career. This is the story of a man who at 14 was compared to the great Brazilian Pelé. I'm talking about Freddie Adu.
Touching it back, will open, keeping it in play, does Adu now. Freddie Adu steps up, gets around Miller, Adu now. Weaves around Maloney, Adu now, putting it on the moves. Freddie, creating space, gets a shot off! Oh my! Freddie Adu! How do you do?
We'll talk about how exciting this player can be. He picks the ball up, does well with the first one, step over, see you later, here it comes one more time. Thank you, and look at this. What a strike, Freddie. I'll tell you what, that's more.
Nowadays, the Major League Soccer is in the headlines whenever a famous superstar in European football signs for a club in the USA. Now, David Beckham's arrival at LA Galaxy in 2007 sets a trend that still rolls on today. Every time we have a similar signing, I mean, we've had big players like Thierry Henry, Frank Lampard, Steven Gerrard, Giovanni Dos Santos, you know, big names. In addition, Robbie Keane, I mean, the list goes on and on. Players, Andre Pirlo, yeah. All these players that have done incredibly well in Europe and decided to come to the US to wind down their careers. Not just to wind down their careers, but to also play their part in developing the league to be what it is today. However, before David Beckham made his way to the USA, the MLS was buzzing 3 years earlier. A certain 14-year-old was making waves, and his name was Freddie Adu. Now, in 2004, Freddie Adu became the youngest ever player to sign for a professional sports team in the USA. No, I'm not talking about a professional soccer team. I'm not talking about a professional tennis team. I'm talking about a professional sports team. This was the youngest ever player to sign for a professional sports team in the USA. He was 14 years of age. At 14, Freddie Adu was deemed good enough to play professional soccer. This is a game played by guys that who go into their 20s and their 30s. And at 14, he was deemed good enough to play in this sport. His story starts in Ghana, where he was born and raised till he was about 8, 7 years of age. And then fortune flashed a big smile on him and his family as his mom won a green card lottery that allowed the family to move to the USA. Now, once he got settled there, his football talents came to the fore. After courting attentions from the likes of Inter Milan, Lazio, Freddie Adu was signed by MLS side DC United. Within 1 year, Adu became the youngest player to play and score in Major League Soccer history. Again, I repeat, he was just 14 years of age.
Tell from Gomez now for DC United. Gomez, the flag stays down, Adu is onside. Freddie Adu going to goal. Freddie Adu slots it, it's in the net. Freddie Adu has scored. United leads.
Well, could it come at a better time, really, just before halftime? Look at this from Gomez. See, Freddie Adu, as he checks back and he goes down the sideline. What a great run there. Just along the back line. Look at a cool, calm, collective finish. Well done, Freddie Adu. Great combination play from DC United. And I'll go back again. Freddie's run was perfect because there's so many players make that straight run in behind. And he just went right. He made check back in and he went just down the back line.
Now, over the next 3 years, Freddie Adu made at least 20 appearances per season for his new club. He started as the next big thing to break out of the USA, was rising. And after 3 seasons, Adu had made more than 100 appearances in professional football or soccer, scoring 11 goals in the process, which is not bad for a now 16-year-old Freddie Adu. After clashing numerous times with his manager at DC United, Adu sought a fresh challenge by moving to Red Salt Lake. Apparently, the hype around him started to get into his head and into that of his advisors, and he started to talk publicly about his lack of game time. This did not go down well with the management at DC United, and so, to help him find that game time that he was looking for, Red Salt Lake was his next point of call. His performances were not spectacular, and he only scored a handful of goals. Nevertheless, it was believed that his talent would shine through if he was in the right environment. In the summer of 2007, just a year after signing for Red Salt Lake, Adu thought he found that environment. European giants, Portuguese giants, Benfica came calling to sign him in 2007. Now this was it, the big time, the step up his talent deserved, the environment that he was deemed capable of flourishing in. At that time, in 2007, big talents in the MLS were advised to go into Europe to prove themselves and become better footballers. If there was anyone with the talent to succeed in Europe, it was Freddy Adu. This was the kid that was already seen as the great hope of the American dream, like the American dream football. This guy was already earmarked to lead the USA in the 2014 World Cup. That was this guy. If there was any player you would expect to make this step up, it was Freddy Adu. Unfortunately, that move marked the start of a badly twisted downward spiral. Now, after making a few appearances for Benfica, scoring 5 goals in the process, Benfica preferred to play him anywhere else apart from their first team. Adu became what we call a lone ranger in football or in soccer. What a lone ranger is if you are going out on loan to many clubs, you are obviously a lone ranger. They don't want you. You are the guy that goes out on loan. Now, he went out on loan to no less than 4 teams during his time at Benfica. The first time was at AS Monaco in France, Belenenses in Portugal, Aris in Greece, and Kayo Rizespor in Turkey. In all of these clubs, he failed to nail down a regular place. He failed to score enough goals. He failed to convince any of these clubs to take the option of signing him permanently, a clause that was consistently placed in the agreements. After spending 4 years in and out of Benfica, Freddy Adu was back in the USA with the Philadelphia Union in 2011. Now, given the fact that he made his name in this league, you would think that this move would reignite his career. I mean, this has worked for many American footballers. Landon Donovan moved to Germany, moved to England, didn't do so well. Then he came back to the MLS and everything clicked. Michael Bradley moved to Italy, moved to England, didn't do so well, came back to the MLS. It worked. Altidore went to Holland. He went to the English Premier League. Didn't work out. Was back in the MLS. It has worked out. You would expect that a player who was more talented, or a player who was said to be more talented than any of these guys that I just called, would have it way easier to readjust. But that's not how it turned out. For a while, though, it looked like it was working out for Freddy Adu in Philadelphia. But managerial change saw him out of favor, and by 2013, after 2 years in Philadelphia, he was without a club. At this point, he took what I would call the worst ever decision, like the worst possible decision you could take as an American talent that was looking to reestablish his career after just coming back into the States. He took the worst possible decision by moving to Brazil to play for Bahia. Now, you are not good enough to play in the MLS. What made you think that you would do well if you moved to Brazil, the home of all talents, the biggest talent show in football? That is where you moved to try and reignite your career. Needless to say, after just 7 months in Brazil, he was done. And after that, he embarked on the biggest trial spree by almost any footballer.
Ah, now Freddy Adu's going to come on. How long is it we've been talking about him as being a prodigy?
Well, too long. Too long, is he? 22 now, is he? Freddy Adu. He's been club to club and been a little bit of a nomad.
Yeah, it's a shame, really, for somebody who exploded onto the scene not 7 years ago.
Showing up at different clubs in Europe, trial after trial, including the newly Premier League side, Blackpool. You need to understand, this is Blackpool that in 2010, they were newly promoted into the Premier League. This is the Blackpool of DJ Campbell. This is the Blackpool of Charlie Adam, Ian Holloway. And a year later, they would be relegated back into the Championship. This was the team that wasn't even looking in the direction that this team did not deem Freddie Adu good enough to play for them. That is how low he was getting. Between 2014 and 2015, Freddie Adu was in, wait for it, Serbia. Freddie Adu was in, wait for it, Finland, signing for clubs that wouldn't play him and pushing him further out of football consciousness. Now, after wasting time in those countries, he came back to the USA to sign for the Tampa Bay Rowdies in 2015. This was his 12th professional club, the 12th club that he would play for professionally. Freddie Adu was barely 25 years old. Again, you would expect his career to kick off at some point. He's back in the USA. 18 years later, there is no spark. Nothing to suggest that he wasn't done. Absolutely nothing to suggest that he was capable of reaching the heights that we expected of him. After being clubless for 2 years, Freddie Adu signed for newly formed Las Vegas Lights FC in the USA. This is a brand new club. You would expect that you, being Freddie Adu, would be the headline signing. However, he lasted just 1 year and has been clubless ever since. To put this point in case, this is 2020. Freddie Adu's international career reads a bit much better, especially during his time in the national youth sides. First of all, he is the second player to feature in 3 under-20 competitions. He featured in the FIFA Under-20 World Cup in 2003, in 2005, and in 2007. He's also the first player to score a hat-trick in both the FIFA Under-17 and FIFA Under-20 competitions. He made his debut for the senior national team aged 16 years, but took 3 years to score his first goal for the USA. For a player with that kind of start, it is shocking that he only has 17 international caps and 2 goals. We will never, ever understand what happened to the player who was ludicrously compared to the great Pelé at the start of his career. They even appeared in an advert together. What should have been the story of one of the USA's biggest exports turned out to be a travelogue of a player who fell for his own hype and made terrible choices in his career. Each one worse than the last. It is unbelievable that his career has turned out this way. A sad story for many a football fan. Freddie Adu is an almost legend. And that wraps it up for today. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show today, you can show your support by commenting and sharing this with your friends. Don't forget to subscribe. You can follow us at Jamit FM on all social media networks for more episodes of this show and other amazing shows as well. Do you know of any other almost legends of the game? Let me know in the comments section and we could talk about them in future episodes. Till next time, see you soon.
Legend is produced by Aiko Rizzo and Owana. Edited, mixed and mastered by Aiko Rizzo. Almost Legend is a production of Jamit Media.